Do you want to sell this one?
Yeah. It's that time of year when students pack up and head home. There's often one bright spot left, a few bucks for selling back the textbooks they used for classes. But a hope for instant gratification can turn into disappointment when a store doesn't take back an outdated or damaged book. Just ask Northern Illinois University freshman business major Mia Moorhead.
And I sold back like three of them, only got like $4 for them. The big one is supposed to be like for $90, now the price is saying decrease, but it's water damage. So now they don't want to take it back. It's not my fault, you know. I feel like they should take all these books back and give us the right price for them because we paid for them, and they want to give us like $2 sometimes.
Still, Moorhead isn't going to stop buying directly from the bookstores because it's that end of semester payday she can't resist.
Usually around this time, you want to have some money in your pocket as you're going home. So you want to think about that. And selling your books back is a great thing. I think that's the best method.
National research finds textbook prices have been rising at more than four times the rate of inflation over the past two decades. Increasingly, cash-strapped students are turning away from brick-and-mortar stores and traditional bound books. Don Turk is manager of the NIU bookstore. He says buying and selling trends are changing as students compare prices.
There are so many now online places that you can sell books back, or you can take a chance on selling them on Amazon and getting more money. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's kind of hit and miss. It's just much more convenient, and plus you know what you're going to get if you come to the bookstore.
Some universities offer textbook rental programs. For NIU Senior Business Administration major Alex Padnayak, the real payoff comes through buying a combination of books from different sources, including online-only material. I caught up with him outside DeKalb's independent Village Commons bookstore with textbook in hand.
I rented two books this semester, and the other one I just bought online because it was an e-book. So you pay like a one-time like fee, and then you have the book for about like the length of a semester, and then you just use that for the semester, and it's cheaper than buying a paper copy.
The Village Commons bookstore uses staff to buy back books during the last few weeks of the school year. The NIU bookstore enlists book wholesalers for their buyback program. Professional buyers come in with matching T-shirts, cash registers, and smiles intended to please even the most disgruntled sellers. Bookstore manager Don Turk explains for a $100 book, the buyback price could be as much as $50. With ebooks, you pay less up front, but as Turk points out,
if they get an ebook, then there's no money, you don't get any money back out of it. So sometimes on that $100 example from before, if the ebook's like $65, it was actually cheaper to buy the book and sell it back.
It's difficult to track down the source of high textbook prices, or how to lower them for that matter. One NIU official who didn't want to be interviewed asked a spokesperson to refer textbook inquiries to department chairs. Department chairs point to individual instructors who decide what material is needed for a course. Andrew Setterstrom is a professor in the College of Business at NIU. He says his intent is not to gouge students when buying class material, but he also realizes it is a heavy burden. He uses some free e-books to teach business courses, but also uses a fellow faculty member's book.
The first day of class, I always show up and tell my students, go out to Amazon.com and look for used versions of the book. And then when you go to sell the book, go to Amazon because you'll get more money than if you go to a bookstore. No one listens to me, and that's kind of a trend that usually goes throughout the whole semester. But, I always try to save the students money, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I have a book that covers the material that I want covered in the class.
The discussion is likely to continue. Several years ago, Illinois legislators proposed that colleges and universities enact policies to control rising textbook costs. Ultimately, the idea died. In 2012, it's still up to students to shop around for the best prices and find the best way to sell them back, even if it comes with a few grumbles. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.